Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus. We pray God's blessings on our time tonight. We continue our pre-Lenten look at God's Word. And tonight we'll focus on some words from Exodus chapter 17. Exodus 17, and may not know it, but one of the more familiar gospel favorite hymns is based on this section. Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Listen for that as we hear those words in Exodus 17 tonight. A couple of words on our worship service for this evening. Our opening hymn, we heard in the prelude just a moment ago, 648, Glorious Things of You Are Spoken. Following that hymn, we'll follow the order of Vespers, page 229 and following, 229 and following. And we have a worship insert. Readings are on one side. Propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love. Your love that pursues us even when we wander. We thank You, Lord, that while we seek and grope after all kinds of solutions to our problems, You find us. Heavenly Father, teach us to cling to You, to Your love, to Your Word, to Your promises, to Your grace, to Your forgiveness, today, tomorrow, and always. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. 648.
Vespers, page 229. Please stand. O Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will declare your praise.
Make haste, O God, to deliver me.
Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father.
We sing the intro it. Hymn 785. Please be seated. from Exodus chapter 17. All the congregation of the people of Israel moved on from the wilderness of Sin by stages, according to the commandment of the Lord, and camped at Rephidim. But there was no water for the people to drink. Therefore the people quarreled with Moses and said, "Give us water to drink." And Moses said to them, "Why do you quarrel with me? Why do you test the Lord?" But the people thirsted there for water, and the people grumbled against Moses and said, "Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our livestock with thirst?" So Moses cried to the Lord, "What shall I do with this people? They are almost ready to stone me." And the Lord said to Moses, "Pass on before the people, taking with you some of the elders of Israel, and take in your hand the staff with which you struck the Nile, and go. Behold, I will stand before you there on the rock at Horeb, and you shall strike the rock, and water shall come out of it, and the people will drink." And Moses did so in the sight of the elders of Israel. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah, because of the quarreling of the people of Israel, and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Is this?
from 1 Corinthians chapters 9 and 10. Do you not know that in a race all the runners compete, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. I want you to know, brothers, that all our fathers were under this cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and all ate the same spiritual food, and all drank the same spiritual drink. For they drank from the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. Nevertheless, with most of them, God was not pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Praise be God.
A reading from St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace. And to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. But when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
Rescue me from my enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
In you, O Lord, do I put my trust. Leave me not, O Lord my God.
Rescue me from my own enemies. Protect me from those who rise against me.
Deliver me, O Lord my God, for you are the God of my salvation.
We sang these words just moments ago. We worship you, God of our fathers. We bless you. through trial and tempest, our guide you have been. When perils overtake us, you will not forsake us. And with your help, O Lord, our struggles we win. Amen. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this evening. Old Testament reading from Exodus 17, especially the last verse. And he called the name of the place Massah and Meribah because of the quarreling of the people of Israel and because they tested the Lord by saying, "Is the Lord among us or not?" So far our text. How in the world could the children of Israel have tested the Lord like this? This is Exodus 17. You know what happens just a couple of chapters before? The parting of the Red Sea. The children of Israel walking through on dry ground with a wall of water on one side and a wall of water on the other. They walk through on dry ground from slavery and death on one side to freedom and life on the other. And when their enemies, Pharaoh and all of his charioteers and horsemen and henchmen, tried to follow, the walls of water came crashing down. The horse and the rider are dead in the sea. The entire chapter of Exodus 15 is a song of praise to God for everything that He had done in delivering them. And if that's not enough, do you remember what happened just a couple of chapters before that? Yes, 10 plagues. Each of the gods of Egypt was utterly shamed and destroyed by the power of God and the power of God's Word. Pharaoh, claiming to be God. And what does God do with the heir to the throne? The firstborn of Pharaoh is dead. The power and might and strength and deliverance of God has been proven again and again and again and again. And what do the children of Israel do? They grumble. And they whine. And they complain. In spite of all of the evidence of God's love for them, they find fault. They find fault with God. "Well, you know, God, we're out here in a desert, and it's hot, and I'm thirsty." And they whine and they grumble and they complain. "Oh, did you bring us out in the desert so we would die of thirst?" Can you imagine how the patience of God must have been tested at that point in time? excuse me. Remember that Red Sea thing? Excuse me. Remember the frogs and the gnats and the Nile River running like blood? Haven't I proven my love for you? Haven't I proven that I will take care of you? Oh, my people. Oh, my people. So what does God do? God loves the unlovable. God loves those with a short memory. God loves whiners and complainers and grumblers like the children of Israel, like you and me. Moses, strike the rock. And he strikes the rock. And through a cleft in the rock, water gushes forth. Well, this isn't the end of the whining and complaining of the children of Israel. That kind of comes to a head with the worship of the golden calf. But that's still another 12 or so chapters to come. My friends, today it's easy to take a look at these words from God's Word. It's easy to point fingers and to ask, how in the world, in light of everything that they had seen and experienced, how in the world could they forget? How in the world could they whine and complain and grumble against God with all the things that He had done? And yet, if we're honest, with ourselves, it happens all the time. How often don't we, when something goes wrong in our life, how often don't we whine and complain and grumble, forgetting all the marvelous things that God has done for us? How many times don't we, when something doesn't go exactly the way we have it planned, we blame God, we criticize Him, or we take it out on God by staying away from God in prayer, by staying away from God's house, by staying away from God's Word. That'll show Him how easy it is when things are going well to forget who the giver of all good gifts really is. And so we begin to drift and to wander away from God, away from His Word, away from His house. When we do that, there is a gap and a void in our life. And you know what? We know that's there. We know something's missing, and yet we are too blind, we can't see what it is. And so we begin every attempt to fill that void and that gap. We might try to fill it with drugs or alcohol or some other mind, emotion, feeling, numbing substance because we just don't want to feel anymore. We might try to fill that void or that gap with stuff. You know, stuff. Not just any stuff, but my stuff. And we get more and more of my stuff, thinking that'll fill that gap and that void and give me some meaning and purpose in life. But it still leaves us empty. We try to fill that void or that gap with people, and people let us down, either on a family basis or on a political basis. They're flawed. They die. They leave us. Every human attempt to fill that gap and fill that void leaves us empty. We search and we search and we search and we're still empty. And what does God do? While we're groping around in the dark, He comes to us. He finds us. My friends, as we heard those words from Exodus 17, it's pretty hard to not be reminded of another time when the rock, who is Christ, was struck and water poured forth. as our Lord and Savior Jesus hung stone cold dead on Calvary's cross, suspended naked between heaven and hell. The guards came to break the legs of those who were being crucified. But when they came to Jesus, He's already dead. They didn't have to break His legs. So one of them took a spear and thrust it into Jesus' side. And what came forth? Water and blood from thy riven side which flowed. God strikes His own Son. And what gushes out is the blood of our Savior, which gives forgiveness, life, and salvation. The water of life, which is Christ Himself. Remember what Jesus told the woman at the well? Whoever believes in Me, wells of living water will come up from inside of you. Jesus is the water of life. Jesus' blood gives us life, forgiveness, meaning, and purpose. We may drift. We may forget. We may whine and grumble. And you know what the Lord does? He forgives. He restores. He encourages. He gives life to those of us who act like all we want is death. You know, the hymn, Rock of Ages, based on several verses from the Old Testament, including this one, was written by a guy with one of the funkiest names ever, Augustus Toplady. He grew up in the church, the Anglican church, went to church all the time. And you know what? He got tired. He got bored. He didn't believe it. He fell away. How long he was away, we're not really sure. But one day, for no particular reason, he wandered into church. And he heard the Word of God. More specifically, he heard the love of God for him in Christ Jesus. My friends, doesn't matter what we've done. Doesn't matter how much we've whined and complained. Doesn't even matter how many times we've turned our back on Him. God's love for you in Christ Jesus is real. It's as real as that Rock of Ages, Jesus Christ, for you. My friends, today, give thanks that that rock, Jesus Christ, split wide open, showers His love for you as water and blood cover over you in the waters of holy baptism. As the body and blood of Jesus is placed into your mouth to sustain you on life's journey. God never promises that it will be easy. God never promises that it won't be like a walk in the desert or the wilderness. But He does promise one thing. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. You are in my hands, my nail-scarred hands. And nothing or no one can snatch you out. Cling to that word today and always. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our spiritual thirst, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Our service continues with the Magnificat, page 231. Please stand as you're able.
Let my
Please be seated. You're welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus, our Rock of Ages. This time we ask that you participate in what we call the Rite of Fellowship. Please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this night. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and our offerings. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet tonight.
Continues and concludes with the prayers of the church, beginning with the Kyrie, page 233, we stand.
Sure. our salvation. Rejoicing in His victorious resurrection from the dead, we draw strength from His ascension before you, where He ever stands for us as our own High Priest. Gather us together from the ends of the earth to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb and His kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, who return us, for to you alone we give all glory, honor, and worship, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, from whom come all holy desires, all good counsel, and all just works, give to us, your servants, that peace which the world cannot give, that our hearts may be set to obey your commandments, and also that we, being defended from the fear of our enemies, may live in peace and quietness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Just a couple of quick announcements. Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes for the activities and events happening in the days and weeks ahead. We have Bible study in the fellowship hall. Continuing our look at Luke 1 and 2, about finishing up Luke 1. Is that where we're at there? We've got choir upstairs. We've got Lifelight tomorrow at 1 o'clock. No school or preschool here Friday or Monday. Little early spring break here for the kids here at Good Shepherd, I guess. I don't know. Anything else, Pastor? Vicar? Have a great day and week in the Lord Jesus.